Yo, what's up, everyone? And welcome to episode 7 of Mundo's News Program. I'm recording this on May 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Mundo Carrillo. I hope you guys are doing well. Me, I've been doing great, man. Feeling good, looking good. Not really. I'm not looking very good at all. You know what I mean? Need a haircut. Need a haircut and a shave, bro, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, and that's important. You know? I've been trying to sneak in some of that Tears of the Kingdom, man. Some of that Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Shit's dope. Feels like everyone's playing that. In fact, a lot of you guys are probably playing that because Nintendo. Can I talk today? Can I talk? Is that okay? Nintendo announced today that the game has sold 10 million copies in its first 3 days for Nintendo Switch. It's really good, man. That's apparently the fastest selling debut for any game in that franchise. So that's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool to see. It's very fun. Reminds me a lot of Breath of the Wild, which is fine by me because I really, really like that game. So yeah, I like the success that Nintendo has found recently with the success of the Super Mario Brothers movie, which just killed it at the box office. I haven't seen that yet. I really want to see that. It just came to digital, I think, yesterday, so I'll probably just rent it. Looking forward to that. I heard it was pretty good. And their theme parks as well. They're doing like the whole Disney thing, which I think they finally figured out that they can do. They have a lot of potential with the various cast of characters, you know what I mean? So they did say that I think it's going to be a sequel to the Mario Bros. Movie, and that they're going to start making movies with all their other franchises. So yeah, man, look at Nintendo to be Disney-fied sometime very, very soon. All right, that's enough of that nerd shit. I want to talk to you guys about a very senseless mass shooting that happened in the small town of Farmington, New Mexico on Monday, where 3 women, including a mother and daughter, were killed and several others, including 2 police officers, were injured. So 18-year-old Bo Wilson walked out of his father's house on Monday morning wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying an AR-15 just before 11 a.m. and he ended up firing a total of 141 rounds in just about 10 minutes. He fatally shot the women before dropping the rifle in some bushes and taking off his vest, and then he proceeded to walk down the street while firing 2 other guns. Like I said, 6 others were injured. And Wilson was shot and killed by a police officer and was pronounced dead at the scene. Total time from the time that he started firing shots to the time that he was shot was about 10 minutes. Again, it all just happened very quickly in about a quarter mile stretch of a seemingly nice, normal, middle class neighborhood. 7 houses and 11 cars were hit by gunfire. In fact, some people, including one of the officers who was shot while driving, and then they eventually drove themselves to the hospital. And police are still looking for a motive in this, and there doesn't seem to be a motive because they can't find any link between the victims and Wilson. So they just believe he just started walking out of his house and just started firing at anything he could, houses, cars, it didn't matter. Those victims are 97-year-old Gwendolyn Schofield, her 73-year-old daughter Melody Ivy, and 79-year-old Shirley Voita. I'm not entirely sure if I'm saying that last name correctly. It's spelled V-O-I-T-A. So rest in peace. Rest in peace to them. Schofield and Ivy were on their way. They were driving, actually, to pick up a grandchild from school when they were shot, and they were declared dead at the scene. Voita was declared dead at the hospital. So Wilson, he bought the AR-15 legally in November, about a month after he turned 18. And then police say about 3 days before the shooting, he bought 3 more magazines for the AR-15. They said that was a red flag, quote unquote, and that he was possibly planning to do something. He also had access to several other guns at the house he shared with his father, and there were also about 1,400 rounds at that house as well. Police said that they're not going to hold anyone else responsible because those guns were owned legally by his father. The police chief of Farmington did say, you know, hey, it's not illegal for people to own guns. Well, for convicted criminals it is, but for most people it's not illegal for them to own guns. And this, you know, it is what it is. They're not gonna hold anyone else responsible. He was an adult who was able to purchase guns legally. And actually Wilson was actually supposed to graduate from Farmington High School this week. He was still in high school. Shout out to my former colleague Elise Kaplan at the Albuquerque Journal, who's been doing the on the ground reporting, as several others have as well, for this. But I think she's one of the best in the country, and she actually spoke with one of Wilson's friends who told her about a time that I think they were having like a sleepover or something, and that Bo was talking to someone who wasn't there, and that Bo said that he hears voices in his head. And the police have said that family members have mentioned that Bo may have suffered from mental illness, and that may have played a factor in the shooting. So that's that. Just absolutely, completely senseless. Mother and daughter gone. I think they were teachers in the community. I know Ivy was a preschool teacher who ran a preschool there for several years. I believe her mother was also a teacher. They were all church members. Just by all accounts, just loving, caring, just solid members of the community. You know what I mean? Farmington is a small town. That's where, a fun fact, Chevelle Shepherd's from. She won The Voice a few years back, I think. Just a small little quiet town in northern New Mexico. Guys, I feel like every week as I'm putting the episode together, I could talk about a mass shooting every single week. And I spoke about this one because it did happen close to where I am. You know, it hits a little more close to home because it did happen in my state. But think about that. I could talk about something like this every single week, where a lot of times the shooter bought the AR-15 or whatever mass weapon, or this weapon that causes really devastating destruction, was purchased legally. And I think that, of course, this always brings up a debate of assault rifle bans or assault style rifle bans. They only get stronger and stronger, it seems, with every one of these shootings. And I think people are really demanding action now. People are not going to like this, but I think we are inching closer and closer to an assault weapons ban. I don't know how that's going to work, because so many have been purchased legally that, I mean, you can't just walk into people's homes and take those, right? So there's going to have to be this system where guns that were purchased legally are going to have to stay legal, and you're going to have to make future sales of assault weapons illegal. It's going to get really, really confusing, really, really muddy, really sloppy. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. But like I said, I think more and more people are demanding action from lawmakers. It seems like lawmakers are getting more and more willing to have these kinds of talks. Maybe I'm being a little too optimistic on that, but my point is, I think people are starting to realize that something needs to be done. Like, we need to take action. We can't just let things like this happen every single week and not do anything about it, right? We have to do something about it. Can we not at least try to do something about it? Can we not maybe make it a little difficult to get something that could just cause so much destruction, you know? I mean, these guns, these AR-15s, they obliterate people. I mean, straight up, it's very disturbing. So can we make them a little harder to get? Maybe that's all. Maybe a little harder. Maybe not super easy for an 18-year-old to just buy one, you know? I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, I think a lot more people are just realizing something needs to be done. And I don't know what's going to be done, but we'll see. We'll see, because clearly we can't just keep letting this happen, right? We have to do something. We have to. Anyways, let's go on to the next story. This is just, I just thought this was wild and wacky, and I just really wanted to tell you guys about it. So a teacher in Florida is being investigated for showing students, an elementary school teacher in Florida is being investigated for showing students a Disney movie that just so happened to have an openly gay character in it. So Jenna Barbie, I guess a former teacher at the school in Brooksville, Florida, because she has since resigned. She put in a resignation before this whole thing went down, so she was planning on leaving anyways. But anyways, so Miss Barbie, she showed a bunch of fifth graders the movie Strange World during a break from standardized testing, because I guess she just wanted to show the kids a movie while they were taking their standardized tests, which, if you guys remember, those things really suck. So anyways, I guess I've never seen this movie. But I guess it just has an openly gay character in it who gets googly eyes or something for some other character. I don't know. And it turns out that one of those students was actually the daughter of a school board member, and that school board member raised hell about it. Now, this is possibly illegal because the act of showing this fucking Disney movie to children, again, I want to stress that, may have been illegal because of the what has been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill that was signed in March of 2022. This law initially applied to kindergarten through third grade, but last month it was expanded to include everything all the way through high school, which is freaking insane because these rules include not discussing things like gender identity and sexual orientation and things like that. You know, for a conservative place like Florida, I could see not wanting to talk to children, small children, about that. But high schoolers? You're going to make it illegal for high schoolers to hear about this stuff from their teachers? That seems a bit harsh. And honestly, a bit like bigotry, if you ask me. But anyhow, a lot of teachers, including Miss Barbie, said they didn't know that the rules had changed to include older kids. And this is a big deal because violating these rules could lead to a suspension or a teacher possibly losing their teaching license. So, yeah, could not end well for the teacher. And now CNN is reporting, this is the kicker here, guys, that officials from the Florida Education Department are going to start interviewing students as part of their investigation. And when I read that, I was like, is this for real? Like, are they going to really send representatives from the state education department to this school to interview kids? How's that going to go? Did you really watch this movie, Steven? Did it have a gay character in it? How did that make you feel? What? How? What? How is that going to go? That's so silly. That is so silly. I don't know, man. Do you guys have unlimited resources out in Florida where you could just do investigations like this? I don't know. It just seems rather silly, if you ask me. But who am I to judge? You know what I mean? I am a firm believer in the democratic process. If the good people of Florida want laws like these on their books, then you know what? So be it. I'm just going to call them silly because they are. And that is about all for this week, guys. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you to the Patreon supporters, Daniel, Tony, Andres, and Emily. I really appreciate you guys. All right, guys. Until next time, my name's Mundo, and I'm out. Peace.